Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
Hello, friends. We are back with a continued conversation of HR, benefits, hiring, but like the next level part of this conversation, because I do feel like we have covered the talk of interviewing and hiring extensively on this podcast. So if you are like at the beginning stages of this part of the process, definitely do a quick little Goog search on the Strategy Hour podcast hiring, because we have broken down our process that has proven continuously to be effective to screen candidates, ask the right questions, etc. But we're talking now on the how to, like, I don't know, ethically be a kick-ass company so really cool people want to come work for you.
Yeah. And there's a lot that goes into this, and I'm sure we will touch on a lot of different nuances, but if there's anything specific that we start diving into that you want to hear more about, definitely be sure to send us a DM over at Boss Project. I'm always curious what you guys are interested in hearing more on. And specifically, if you're looking for assistance in what it looks like to grow and expand your team, if you're running a service-based business, I definitely encourage you to apply for the incubator. We're doing way more extensive training in into our entire process, but also how to budget for it and create the support and training they need. So your new people, regardless of how you end up hiring, can thrive. And so you can find that by going through the application process over at bossproject.com/incubator.
Okay. So I think this phase of the conversation is really what happens after you start hiring, so that you can kind of continue to do a pulse check on what can we be providing as a company? What can we be using? Like, what tools can we be using as a company to increase clarity for communication, to set expectations, to highlight benefits, and to really just keep evolving as the CEOs and the owners of a business to keep your team happy. I think part of this conversation, you know, really started to happen for us earlier in 2021. Yeah, that's the year when we wanted to be hiring again. And we both came at it from a space, hiring employees, I mean. We both came at it from a space of, yes, we want to do it. Yes, we know where there's the support. Yes, we know the benefit of it, which we talked about in the previous episode. And we want to, like, just be a really cool company that supports our employees, that enables them for growth, that surprises and delights them, and also does it all within budget and, like, healthy margins. And so what is the happy medium of that?
Yeah. So I think when you're thinking about hiring, it's really easy to get caught up in just that, like, base salary number. But if you're truly planning for growth, you want to identify what does the whole package look like. And I think just to give you some base kind of things to go off of. One of the, probably one of the things that we didn't anticipate the first time we tried to do this literally years ago was the additional costs outside of salary that it takes to bring an employee on.
And the fact
on.
That it comes and, from cash.
Right. And it affects your cash flow. So like instead of putting a contractor payment on a credit card and then having a 45-day delay on when that payment is due, generally speaking, payroll comes out of your checking account. And so you have to have the cash flow to support it. And then add on top of the fact that there are other costs, taxes being one, but also various types of insurance, and then supplies, like maybe some technology, various other things. So I just don't want you to go into this thinking that it's just whatever number right. you come up with. I want you really thinking about what is the total cost for you. And in general, I find that if people budget for 20% above a base salary, that gives you room to explore what benefits could look like and focus on costs. And then over time, you can increase that mm-hmm. amount. You can increase the total benefit number. A lot of people will pull taxes out as like an entirely separate line item. I mean, it is a literal separate line item in your P&L, but that's getting into the nitty gritty with your bookkeeper and accountant on how everything's tracked. But in terms of literally just like looking at revenue and looking at what you can afford, making sure you're budgeting for above the salary number is really where it starts. And we had already established some benefits because Emily and I were already employees of the company. And thinking about what does it look like when it's not just owners mm-hmm. was important to us. And so we really started looking at what were our policies. What do we want our company culture to feel like, to look like, and how can we support that with benefits that are in alignment with those policies?
Yeah, yeah. And we've had our good friend Kira on, who's in HR and offers this as a consulting. And I think this to me was one of those areas of needing to kind of learn as a business owner that I am so glad we had properly trained help in assisting us in figuring out what is realistic, what can you afford, what's expected, what's above and beyond, what kind of culture do you want to provide? So if you're doing that, then you're probably also going to do this or not do this. And it's those kind of conversations, both like legal and culture-wise and benefit-wise, that are really beneficial to have with someone who's specialized and trained in HR language and education, because you can kind of like make some assumptions, but there are a lot of like legal things that have to be set up when you make the decisions that you want to make off based on what you want to offer.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I was excited about working with a consultant to help us develop our employee handbook to really put in writing a lot of the things that we were already doing. And then throughout that process, I worked with our financial advisor and our accountant to explore what other benefits could look like. At the end of the day, I'm the one, and this is what I want to empower you with. At the end of the day, the owner is the one that's most entrenched with what you like, what you want to move mm-hmm. forward with. And I think it's really easy when you go into this new phase to think, well, I can only do whatever so-and-so right. says. And
within boundaries,
you need to listen to their advice. But also, if you want to offer something, like, let's figure it out. Or what could it look like at this stage? Mm-hmm. And then when we're talking about budget, you get to decide how much above and over a salary you want to plan for. And an accountant or a bookkeeper is going to give you completely different answers dependent on their personal mm-hmm. experiences, other businesses they've worked with, businesses of different sizes. Sometimes you'll hear about benefits that sound amazing, but then like when you get into the weeds of it, you're like, I don't know if our business at this stage can afford a benefit like right. that. And
but I have found it's a really fun motivating factor. It's a new motivating factor that I've untapped for myself of being like, ooh, I want to eventually offer that. So where does our company need to be in order for us to be able to offer that? Okay, cool. Like new motivation for these goals. Because you hear oftentimes in rooms of business owners who have, and I've talked about this with our coaching, our clients within our incubator on our coaching sessions, you know, when we reach the like minimum financial goals that we need to kind of survive, not necessarily thrive, but survive, like we're paying our bills that are already existing. We're saving a little bit. Maybe like we are like going to Target a little bit more. We did fit in a vacation, but those are still just like just initial baseline goals, right? Well, once we actually reach those, what is the motivating factor for us to continue to like hustle or work or come up with new ideas or like put in the energy to like make something new? Where does that energy come from and where does that drive need to come from? And for me personally, it's a lot wrapped up in this.
Yeah. Our coach, she very specifically talks about collective abundance. And we have built a company that has done everything and more that we had set out to do for the two of us. And we're at the stage where we are trying to look at, okay, if we're good, not that we can't make more, not that we can't continue to grow, but the motivation for me at the next level is moving our mission forward and focusing on clients and impacting them on a deeper level and creating a team culture where the people that work for our company get to benefit from the lifestyle that we've built inside this amazing, beautiful thing. And when we were thinking about that, we just wanted to be as absolutely generous as possible with the constraints we had today. And then like be mindful of what 6 months from now could look like or a year from now.
Because even 4 or 5 months into hiring our first part-time employee, we were able to introduce a brand new benefit into the new year. And so I think like those things can evolve as quickly or as like slowly as you want. And I do think when you start to go down this rabbit hole of figuring out benefits and when you're ready, I think reframing your headspace, you know, our coach says it's a we not me mentality, which you've heard that, right? Where the goals are set for the collective rising of your company and the culture and the people within. And I'm telling you, like that like shifted a lot for me of like, oh, I could just coast and I could be good. And that's like an okay response. And that's an okay thing to do. And then sometimes it's like, ooh, but if I like go in a little bit more over here, here's all these cool new things we could offer as soon as next year.
Yeah. And I mean, Emily's having a hard time with her brain catching up to reality, but like truly some of these things are 3 months away, 6 months away, and which is amazing. And so we've been able to do so much so quickly. So I did want to talk about the kind of benefits our company is offering and why I think they're really allowing us to attract top talent. And because that's what it comes down to for me. I want people to not just want to work here because of the kind of work we're doing. I want people to want to work here because they know at the end of the day, they're going to be supported and that they have access to the kinds of things they need to be comfortable and to be content, and but also have time and space for rest and time and space to prioritize family and other things.
This will be just a giant pitch on if you have a skill set that we're looking for, you should apply.
Man, she's not lying.
We're going to have a hiring page soon.
Yes, for real though. It is in the plans. It is half built. We just need to make it live. For sure. Maybe by the time this airs, it might be live.
BossFactor.com/hiring.
Hiring?
Let's make it that.
Yeah, I would think so. Just take a gander. Does it exist yet? The short answer is probably.
It's a 404. Well, just refresh it in a week or so.
Yeah, for real. it will be there. But I did want to talk through some of the benefits we thought about at the beginning and then the ones we quickly added and then the ones we're thinking about even for the future. So where we started was Emily and I had already been saving for retirement. But as we were shifting to adding on additional people, the retirement leave we had when it was just the two of us, literally, legally, right, all the things, like, it was just not available to us if we continued, right, to hire. And so we knew we had to make a shift, which is just an interesting pickle to be in. I think a lot of people think, oh, I can just do it. Technically, mm-hmm, no. Like, we had to wait a certain period of time. We couldn't have retirement plans overlapping, which meant we couldn't literally hire until a certain date. So, mm-hmm, that, like, it was a lot of coordination. But we set up a company 401k plan with matching, which I'm super, mm-hmm, proud of. And it really allows people to not just think about today and, like, what their family needs now, but setting them up for the future. Because I know for me that one of the things that always made me so nervous as a child, mm-hmm, was feeling like the future was undetermined, mm-hmm, and just generally not knowing what was going to be around the corner and not feeling like there was any certainty, right, there.
Well, I think this is one of those things that people automatically assume they're not going to have access to when working with a small company. And I think it's really cool. It's not everywhere. You're not wrong. But it is also possible for small companies to offer. So maybe make your decision based on that.
It's up to you to decide to afford it, right, or not. Right. Like, you can build it in. We built it into our costs. So we planned and budgeted, mm-hmm, for it. But I love that it allows our employees to think about now, but also set themselves up for success long term. Yeah. But if we're talking more about, mm-hmm, now, I want to talk about time off.
Yeah. So this was a discussion we had easily a year and a half with our peers, even before we hired a part-time employee. I remember having conversations with Steph about this because she had come from a unique unlimited time off policy. And I'm very curious of how things work with other businesses. I'm just a curious person. I like to ask the questions and figure out, to, like, mentally try stuff on for size, kind of poke holes in, like, okay, if we did that, here's all the wrong things that could go. Here's all the great things that could go. So one of the things that we were talking about really early on was, what would it look like to offer an unlimited PTO policy?
Mm-hmm.
And we're still learning.
Yeah, there's definitely things we still have to shake out and refine and adjust. But it is something I'm really, mm-hmm, excited about, because we've always, like, even when we had contractors, always had if you give us, yep, heads up, we're willing to plan for just, yep, about anything. And we want people to be prioritizing their lives and taking the breaks they need.
Well, I think what we've learned about ourselves and continue to know about ourselves is, I think you can kind of pick one. It's hard to pick two and stick to two in a healthy, ethical way, but you can pick one. You can either be absolutely non-negotiable on deadlines need to be met. So then therefore, like, that means you have to have flexibility in other spaces. Or you can be super flexible on, like, okay, deadlines can fluctuate, or who's doing it can fluctuate, but my non-negotiable is communication about that thing. You have to have one that prioritizes over the other. And I think from day one, even before we had employees, Abby and I were super flexible about, we know this thing is eventually going to get done. And do we just need some space right now? Do we just need to create some space and we can come back to it energetically at a better time? So we've seen how that works for even just the two of us over the last 6 years. So how can we create that same model for our employees?
Yeah, it's definitely still something we are navigating and figuring out. And it's active. It's something we have in place. And we're excited about what that looks like. We are also wanting to set the company up for success. And so part of it is literally planning our year, our launch schedule around spaciousness. And so we are purposefully going into 2022, not just planning for the typical, like, people take time off when they have their own vacations, but can we also additionally purposefully add space where maybe the company is completely closed for 2 weeks at Christmas.
We've talked about like maybe we take a day or a week or days off surrounding a launch to like have a regroup and a recap. Maybe there's just no meetings on certain days to provide like flexibility and breathing room in those times.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And so we are looking forward to kind of like aligning the calendar with the thought of adding more space. I think part of this initial kind of change from it being 2 to 7 and we're looking at 9 going into early January employees, there's just some things that had to be messy in the middle because we weren't sure how it was going to shake out or when meetings made sense or even how many meetings we wanted to have or did we need more check-ins because everyone's remote or not? Right. And like, I think this will continue to evolve as our company grows because things will just naturally change as we develop more specific departments.
Our first round of employees, we didn't have like clear departments because like those just didn't exist yet. We didn't have like clear like managers in between us and some employees because that the role just didn't exist yet. And so I think if you give yourself grace to like ask yourself what is the intent behind the benefit and give yourself the grace that how it looks can shift as you grow and needs change, but communication at the end of the day has to be there regardless.
Yeah. So while the way we decided to display that as a benefit was unlimited PTO, I think the back end, the intent is really all about creating flexibility, but also dependability. Like you can't do both. You can't be super flexible on deliverables and be super flexible on when they're work, like, or nothing's going to get accomplished. So we can still have strict things that need to be fulfilled and launches that are happening on specific days and deadlines that are real and have spaciousness that if things pop up, there's time for that as well. And I dig it. I'm excited to see how it continues to shake out over time. But this next piece is still leave related, but absolutely if it's the one one legacy we leave with this area of the internet with online businesses today, I really hope it's this. because I don't even have children. I have actually struggled to have children, but I value family so highly that I've watched Emily go through an adoption. I've watched many friends go through foster care and adoption. I watched my sister and my sister-in-law have kids, and I watched how complicated all of those things were, and I knew it was super important to me that we have a generous mat leave policy.
Well, because you also saw their time off and their partner's time off, or lack thereof. And I'm sure you saw behind the scenes of the pressure that that puts on families. And when I say this, I start to feel like I'm one of those just like really preachy, like, I don't know, family first, always kind of people. But like, I want to start to shift a working culture of your identity is not the work that you provide. Your identity is not the job that you're going into and doing. And like, our goal of living and existing is to like foster relationships. And that could look different for people, friends, family, whatever it might look like. But I want that to be just as big of a part of your life as anything else. And I think the work culture that has existed for generations needs to be dismantled, honestly. And I hope that we're a part of that.
Yeah. It's definitely already a major shift that's happened in other countries. And the United States is just so slow to catch up. And I hope one day that we can make it even more generous than it already is. But like, in comparison, I mean, we're surpassing companies 20 times our size in terms of what we're offering.
We modeled most of our mat leave policy off of like a big corporation that my partner works for, because we loved their policy. And we're like, okay, we might not be able to offer exactly what they have because we're not like a $1 billion organization, but what can we emulate from that? So like, that's what we were modeling after, not smaller than us.
No. And so we took some time there and played out many scenarios about what we could and couldn't afford. And at the end of the day, you do have to be mindful. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just offer a benefit and say, just because you want to. You have to be able to weigh the cost of having that thing and the likelihood that it's going to be used. Mm-hmm. And at the size of our company and the size of our growth, like, the likelihood of us having an employee on mat leave at least once or twice a year is very high.
Yeah. And I think this is one of those where we're not getting too far into the strategy of it, because while we're about to experience mat leave for our company for the very first time since I became a mom, when it was just the two of us and our company looked entirely different, I want to come back with lessons learned. How did we prepare? What would we have done differently? Because we're about to go through it for the first time as a bigger team. And I don't exactly know how it's going to look, but I'm excited to learn from it. I'm excited to make adjustments based on what we did learn from it moving forward. So we'll update you.
Yeah. I do encourage you, if this is something you decide to implement, that you make this not just about giving birth,
please,
or moms. Ours is a broad mat leave. It covers moms, parents, like all parents, birth or not, adoption or not. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that if a child came into someone's life on our team in an alternative fashion or in a fast fashion or whatever, like an emergency kind of situation, I know it, we would honor it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. This next benefit I want to talk about is I'm super excited about this one. I don't know why. I just think I love giving employees autonomy and like the ability to customize their experience with us. And I think this is one of those really unique ways. So once we started hiring, we were talking to HR and just kind of being like, man, like, this team member needs these benefits, but not everyone needs it. And this team member could use this benefit, but not everyone needs that one. So what does it look like? And she was like, you could literally let them choose. And we're like, wait, what? And so we are so excited. This is brand new and it's rolling out in the coming year. It's a medical, it's called medical, but like it's holistically medical self.
It's called a flexible annual stipend.
Thank you. It is a stipend. And so basically it's that we have a whole range of categories of things that we like include in what can be reimbursed, but it's for you to get to choose where you might need some extra benefits. Maybe it's babysitting or childcare. Maybe it's fertility treatments. Maybe it's a gym membership. Maybe it's what else is on there?
There's all sorts of things on here, but I do want to talk about the intent and then I'm happy to jump more into the actual specifics. But to talk a little bit more about the variety we were seeing on our team, like we have team members of all ages. We have team members with kids and without kids. We have team members on spouse's insurance and not. And what does it look like to create something that is something that everyone could benefit from? I do think, and just knowing as we're growing, I do eventually want to offer full health insurance coverage. And honestly, it's probably within the next 6 months to a year. But until then, this was like a really good in-between that we knew everyone on the team could benefit from. And I think it will stay even after we offer full health insurance. Right. When we offer full health insurance, this will still be available because it can cover things that are kind of like outside traditional health coverage. And as an alternative to just like paying someone over and above their salary, instead we have a set rate annually that every employee has access to, and then they can submit receipts if it fits into certain categories, and it'll be added as a reimbursement to their payroll within the next 30 days. And so we wanted to have a broad range of things that it would cover, because our team, maybe you don't even realize, but our team, while definitely health conscious, holistic wellness is like a massive, massive part of our team culture. You know, we have a quantum coach, several people with Reiki experience. We have team members married to like a chiropractor. Mm-hmm. Like we have lots of alternative things there. And also as someone who's been through a really traumatic health event in my life, I knew that not only getting healthy, but staying healthy doesn't always require the same things. Like it's not necessarily like a prescriptive, oh, well, you just need to take an antidepressant and that's going to fix everything. Right. Like it, maybe acupuncture would be more beneficial for you, or massages. And so we wanted to find something that was more inclusive. But it's not just health. Mm-hmm. So health is part of it. It would reimburse for health premiums, reimburse for co-pays, but also dental and vision. Why dental and vision isn't on traditional healthcare,
I will never understand. I saw this meme that was like, I love how med school just like stopped at your teeth and your eyes.
Yeah.
There's no care about your teeth or your eyes.
I'm like nearly blind. You guys probably don't realize this, but if I didn't have my contacts in, I couldn't even walk across the room. So like
LASIK saved me. I've had orthodontic work three times, guys.
Yeah. And then holistic wellness, we gave some examples, but I imagine this list will continue to expand. But we have PT, massages, acupuncture, chiropractic, nutrition counseling, supplements, and Reiki is like all of our covered events. But I know that that list will continue to expand as people bring to the table other holistic wellness ideas. And then like Emily mentioned, childcare, not just a nanny or like a childcare mm-hmm. location, but also babysitters uh-huh. and mm-hmm. tutors and therapy and counseling for your children.
Yeah. And spouses can benefit from these things too. So like you get this, the yes. same, the amount is the same, but like if it's for your kid or your spouse, you can reimburse that also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then similarly on the health space, more on the fitness side, we included gym memberships, on-demand classes, digital subscriptions, even fitness mm-hmm. equipment. And then the last kind of piece is more on the office-y kinds of things, but we also have it going towards technology. So if a team member needs a new laptop, a desk, a chair, a microphone, related equipment for their office, maybe they prefer to work in a co-working environment, giving them an opportunity to add that, and then also personal development mm-hmm. and retreats. And so I know as we continue to grow, the amount of the stipend will go up over time, but we wanted to give people mm-hmm. access and so I'm so excited about what yeah. this looks like.
Okay. So the last thing that we're going to kind of touch on really brings all of this stuff together. So we just covered a lot and I'm sure your brain is spinning and you're not even on our team where we're giving you the orientation. So how do you like remind yourself of what these benefits are and understand how to ask off, even though there's unlimited policy, we still like need to know when you're going to be gone or communicate it, literally anything. So we, and I feel like this deserves a whole other either training or episode or whatever, but we decided to add on a new software, new to us, new software when we basically started hiring to kind of organize all this stuff. I'm not sure where we got recommended this, probably from Kira, but it's, I'm sure you guys have heard of Notion. Have you heard of it? We basically use it as like a team wiki, an organizer, holder of all of these kind of policies, company updates, team events. Like there's a whole bunch of stuff in there, but it's like the easiest way for us to update, edit, and like re-announce clarifications or new benefits or where to file this thing or anything related to kind of HR stuff. It is a really, really cool hub.
Yeah. So, I mean, we already had an existing project management system we were using. We had a communication tool that we were using. And I think where we felt a lack was an opportunity to create a communication space that like doesn't change as often, but still has access to easy
it's
updates.
Like Dropbox meets Slack. Meet Squarespace. Like it's really easy to drag and drop an update and then you can keep files like you can in Dropbox. You can easily communicate an update. It's just, it's really handy. It's hard to describe until you get yeah. into it, but it's really handy.
Yeah. Yeah. So Notion was definitely originally designed, from what I understand, it was originally designed for sort of the SaaS world where they're building out a software and they do sprints. And so there is some project management components, but we are mm-hmm. not even touching that no. at all intentionally because mm-hmm. we have a project management system we love. We really value that. And instead we use this more, we use the pages mm-hmm. more because it's a lot easier than building out like a full, because we could have built out a full-fledged mm-hmm. website, but this is a much faster way that doesn't really require like formatting. Right. That's probably my yep. favorite part is like you can like copy paste something in and it's not going to like do 75 zillion mm-hmm. fonts and you have to mm-hmm. go back and fix things. Like it's very like the same across the board. But as we add clarifications, we can continue to enhance this. And I'm excited to do a much bigger training about what this looks like inside the yep. incubator, because I think all of our incubator clients could really benefit from this. But just to give you guys a preview, the two main pieces that are here and we keep updated our team information, like our what's new, like kind of like our bulletin board mm-hmm. of sorts, mission, vision, and values, a team directory. We also have some like culture stuff, articles, that kind of thing. And then on the human resources side, we have access to our policies and handbook, which is like the much more formal version. But then we have easier to scan sections that allow you to kind of jump to things you would need to like commonly reference mm-hmm. back to, like, how does time off work? Where do you submit right. time? What are the benefits? How do you get access to those? What do you need to do to take advantage yep. of them? And so we're taking the handbook and pulling out the pieces that people will need to access most often and building out access points for this. And I mm-hmm. love it.
And this is also what will help you organize inside the incubator once we get to that part too, as you're hiring and growing your team. Mm-hmm. This kind of communication portal, communication hub will definitely help you map this out.
Yeah, we're excited about what that looks like inside the incubator for sure. So I overall just want to reiterate that hiring is such an incredible gift to give yourself and your company. Getting access to the kind of support that's available to you, it untaps something that I don't think I even realized was mm-hmm. possible. And being able to do it in a way that really focuses on the fact that we're working with other humans who have real mm-hmm. lives and real things going on is so important to me. And that's why we've really developed a super generous benefits package and already have ideas for how we can continue to enhance it as we grow. I know on the horizon for me are increasing the stipend uh-huh. amount and also adding in full health benefits. But once we get there, like, the next steps could look like profit mm-hmm. sharing or other sort of like additional compensation options. There's so many things that could be explored, and there's so many ways you can look at benefits, but I encourage you to think about, at the bare minimum, think about people's time and how they're spending it. Think about what you want your team culture to look like and how you can have benefits that match mm-hmm. and complement that. And then as you continue to grow, what does it look like to build these out to create this culture that everyone from inside the company can benefit from the company continuing to improve?
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.